Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A new study out today says a single parent with two kids needs $62,000 a year just to get by in the state of Massachusetts. How's that number sound to a single parent?
Yeah, I know I don't make nearly as much as that.
That is Michelle Duncan, who is not alone. Most single parents in Massachusetts earn less than they need to live, that according to the study by the Crittenden Women's Union, a Boston nonprofit. We met Michelle at a crosswalk outside of Lincoln Elliott School in Newton. She works there as a crossing guard, one of her three part-time jobs. With two kids to take care of, including one who's bipolar, a 9-to-5 job would cost Michelle more than it's worth.
You have to pay for daycare, so you're basically working for the daycare and you're not really making enough to survive. So doing the part-time work, it allows me to be there for my children, not have to pay for daycare, and I think I actually come out more ahead doing it that way.
That is another surprising finding in the Crittenden study. Daycare for two children adds up to more than rent. Michelle Duncan finds that hard, and so does Michelle Feliz, another single mom we talked to about the study. Feliz is raising two kids, a 5-month-old son and a 13-year-old daughter, on her own. They live in South Boston in one of the city's oldest housing projects. We visited Michelle in her office at UMass Boston, where she works full-time as an administrative assistant.
By the time I pay my rent and pay my child care, we have very little for, like, extra things that the children need. And to buy food and to pay for transportation, it's very hard. I have to really budget myself and see where I'm going to spend more or less.
The study by the Crittenden Women's Union says that for someone in your situation living in Boston, you need $62,000 a year.
Yeah.
Your eyebrows just went right up.
That's double my salary, almost. And I'm like, wow, I have a long way to go. How am I going to get there?
Can you get food stamps? Do you have food stamps?
Well, actually, right now I was looking and I did apply and I'm waiting to hear if I qualify. Because it's funny, it's like if you make a certain amount, you don't qualify for a certain assistant. But then again, you're still living in poverty. I don't understand the system at all sometimes. It's like they want you to be self-sufficient, but then again, they're not giving you enough help.
Have you been denied anything specific?
Before I had the baby, I was denied for food stamps, and then I reapplied again, and I was only going to get $10.
A week? A month?
A month.
That's not even enough to buy a month's worth of milk.
Yes.
Have you been on public assistance before?
Yes, I was for a few months when I went on maternity leave, and I also got on assistance because I can't afford child care with my salary at all. I have to get a voucher, which helps a lot because child care right now can cost you $300 a week for one infant.
What are you paying?
Right now I pay $100 a week.
Does your 13-year-old help you out a lot in terms of watching the little boy?
Yeah, she's a big help. She's really a big help. We're really a very close family. And, she's wonderful with her little brother. He adores her.
What are your hopes for down the road?
Well, my hopes down the road is to finish school, which I'm working on, and get my bachelor's degree in human services, and to be able to get self-sufficient and buy my own home and take my kids out of the projects. I don't want to be in that environment with my kids. My daughter got mugged a few days after Christmas, and I would like to have a better place to live, a safer place to live for my kids, but I can't afford it.
What did they take when they mugged her?
Well, they took, I have worked overtime to buy her an iPod, and that was her Christmas gift, and that's what they took.
Where would you like to move to?
I would like to live in a middle-class neighborhood with, you know, nice schools, nice neighbors.
So what's your plan?
My plan is that I am in a couple of support groups for single parents, which one of them is the CFO. The CFO is a 5-year plan. They help you with school, they help you with child care, and they just give you more moral support, and they also give you incentives to reach each goal.
What do you think people don't understand?
They see you going to work every day, and they see your kids clean and fed, and they think everything is okay. But it's not like that. A lot of single mothers, we do need a lot of support and a lot of help. It's not that easy.
Do you have a savings account now?
I did, and I opened up my savings account through the program. Whatever I put in the savings account, they match me.
So what do you think is in there right now?
Right now, I just started off with like $5.
It's a start.
It's a start, yes.
It's a start. Thank you for your time. Nice meeting you, and very good luck.
Thank you.
The program Michelle was talking about a minute ago to help her launch her new life is the Career Family Opportunity Program, which is being tested at 4 South Boston housing developments. You can read the Crittenden Study and find out what the cost of living is for a single parent in your town by going to our website, wbur.org.